Chapter 55. "Where is he?" Kovac demanded, striding into the war room. "Interview 3," Dawes said. "You can watch through the glass." "Fuck that, he's my suspect," Kovac said. "Lose the attitude, Detective Sergeant Sam Kovac, unless you really want to go back to wearing a uniform," Dawes said, getting in his face. "That first word can be very easily detached from your rank. That's what's going to happen if you pull another stunt like you did with David Moore."
"I won't."
Dawes arched a brow. "This is a high-profile case, Sam. Every newsie, every politico in the city is watching this one. I've got the chief of detectives, the deputy chief, and the chief of police breathing down my neck. I can't risk you jeopardizing this interview by intimidating the suspect."
"He kidnapped a judge," Kovac shouted. "For Christ's sake, what are we supposed to fucking do, serve him tea and crumpets?"
"You get to watch, or you get to leave."
"Didn't his second wife say that to him on their honeymoon?" Tippin said, to break the tension.
Kovac kept his focus on Dawes and tried to check the storm of emotions tearing through him. He wanted to get into the interview room with Donnie Bergen. Bergen had been picked up at his downtown apartment, interrupted by Tippin and friends while packing a couple of duffel bags, ready to catch a plane to St. Kitts.
"Look, LT," Kovac said, lowering his voice several decibels. "I'm the one talked to the sister. She will have warned him about me. I'm the one on top of Dickhead Moore. I've put half a dozen calls into Ivers to rattle his cage. He's part of this too. I'm the one who's been dogging these creeps," he said. "You go in there, it's a whole new ball game to them."
Dawes stared at him, weighing the pros and cons. She didn't look happy. Kovac hoped that that was a good sign. He didn't know her well enough yet to be able to predict her. This was their first high-profile case together. She was probably considering all the things the brass had told her about him when she had taken the job. Someone had no doubt told her about Amanda Savard's having killed herself in front of him, how it had taken him months to get himself together after that. Now she saw him losing his cool over Carrie Moore. Kovac held his hands out to his sides, in a gesture of surrender.
"Let me go in with you. Bring a gun. If I get out of line, you can shoot me."
"Why has he never made that offer to me?" Liska asked.
"Because you'd do it," Elwood said.
"There is that possibility."
Dawes gave a long-suffering sigh.
"Do you have another career to fall back on?" she asked, irritably. In the background, Tippin said, "If Donnie Bergen goes up the river, there'll be a void in the porn industry."
Liska hit him in the arm. "Yuck."
"I've been told I can flip a mean hamburger," Kovac said.
The lieutenant looked up at the ceiling and shook her head.
"Lord help me."
"All right, detective. We go in together, but if you put one toe over the line, you better go get yourself a hairnet and a spatula, because you'll be working under the golden arches come Monday."
Long Donnie Bergen sat at one side of the table, kicked back in his chair, his arms crossed over his chest, his legs stretched out and spread a little, a studied pose to suggest arrogance and to show off his most famous attribute, bulging in his jeans. He was otherwise not a big guy. Slim and wiry, he could have passed for a woman if he wore a skirt. He looked a lot like his sister, the narrow face, the pallor, the perpetually red tip of the nose.